This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, DFW. It's Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside. You have reached the commercial-free expressway, and we have a Rangers ticket giveaway coming up along with the Neighborhood Watch. Matt Hicks at 8, Jason Stark at 9. The KNC Masterpiece is out at Globe Life Field today, starting at 10 o'clock. They'll have Derek Holland. They'll have Ian Kinsler. They'll have Michael Young. They'll have Jared Sandler. They'll have everybody on the show. They'll be out in center field. So when the ballpark does open, head on out there and say hello to the KNC Masterpiece. Then we have the game at 3 o'clock. We have all the Rangers games right here on 105.3 The Fan. This man will be out here as well, Bobby, as he is for every game.
Oh, yeah, not just out there. We'll be the scene setter.
Yes.
We'll be the one giving you all the nostalgia and memories that you'll develop today. His voice will be the narration of those moments in your mind.
That is the great Chuck Morgan. Good morning, Chuck. How we doing?
RJ and Bobby, I'm doing great. I just told Peyton, you know, I was okay. I was ready. I'm kind of excited. But after I heard that song, I'm about as pumped as I've ever been. I am hyped. You guys might as well forget your songs. I'm pumped and ready to roll.
Sounds good.
It was fantastic.
It really was. It really was.
Well, you know, the other thing I thought about is as it was playing, I thought, my God, I'm old enough that I went to a Sonny and Cher concert.
Do you know who Sonny is, Peyton?
No idea, but I know who Cher is.
Oh, man, this is so great. This is so great. Chuck, I don't want to say how many how many Ranger opening days or baseball opening days you've done in general, but like, is the feeling any different now than it was for you 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
No. The opening day is always special for a baseball fan. It's like a holiday for a baseball guy, and this is number 43 for me, and it feels just as good as the first one that I did in Arlington. So it's always special.
Anything new that we can expect to see out at the Globe?
Well, I not anything new. I mean, they did all the food items the other day. I mean, everything's pretty much, going to be, we're going to concentrate on winning the division and getting a little further, but not anything real new. We're still going to race those dots and have some fun with it. And, got a few other things we'll do during the games, but the big thing, and I've always felt this way, the most important thing that happens out here is on the field, and I'm excited about that.
Chuck, you know, when we talk about opening day, and we did a little bit of this at 6 a.m., and you kind of just referenced it too, just the magic of this day, not just for baseball fans. I feel like anybody who goes to opening day, even if they're not a big baseball fan, they fall in love with it. They see that famous line from Moneyball, how can you not be romantic about baseball? It's just, it's such a different type of atmosphere do you feel like, you know, in this day and age with everything, you know, so many people on social media and different things like that, do you still feel like it has that same magic to it for people that go out there to the ballpark?
You know, Bobby, I've been a baseball fan for as long as I can remember, and I can't, to me, it's still there. To me, it's, and maybe I haven't ever grown up, but I just think that even to a kid having a day at the ballpark, even on opening day, is still the stuff that dreams are made of. I get a little corny there, but I still think it's there. I still think it feels like that. At least it does to me. And I know I talked to a lot of fans, and I know they feel the same way. And I've talked to a lot of fans since the first of the year, and they're all excited about the Rangers are excited about opening day. So I think that's still there.
What is your top, just over the years, you mentioned all the opening days you've done, what's your top memory or your top couple memories? I know for myself growing up, I remember 2000, I was devastated the offseason they traded Juan Gonzalez. And then opening day, I was bitter. I didn't care about Gabe Kapler, Justin Thompson, or, you know, Coco Cordero, or anybody else they traded for. I wanted Juan. And then on that opening day, it was all washed away with Gabe Kapler playing just an insane game there on opening day. What are some of the moments for you that stand out over the years of just, that's what opening day is all about?
Well, you're speaking to one of the two biggest Juan Gonzalez fans. The other is Jim Cochran, who I've worked with for years here. But I love Juan. But, you know, opening day for me, probably the first one in Texas with the Rangers. It was on a Monday night. We were up against Phi Slamma Jamma going for the national championship, and we only had about 13,000 people in the ballpark. But that was my first one, and I remember that. You know, the other one that really sticks out is when we opened the ballpark in Arlington, and we had Van Cliburn did one of the greatest national anthems I've ever heard. And you know, and another one that sticks out is 1996. It just felt like we started out with a win on opening day, and we never looked back, and that was the first time we won the AL West. And then, you know, after you've been to the World Series a couple of times, you know, for us to open up in 2023 after or 2024 after winning the World Series and all the excitement and stuff, that was pretty special. So yeah, I've got a few of those.
Chuck Morgan joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, you mentioned some of the new food items. Have you tried and sampled all these, and which is your favorite?
You know, I'm one of the guys, there's about 10 of us that we get called into down into the speakeasy downstairs on the lower concourse. And it's always in January. And the folks at Delaware North invite us down to sample the new creation. So we're the ones that say, yeah, we like this. This is good. Try this. Probably the one I really like, because I'm an old pulled pork guy. They've got a pulled pork sandwich. It's just unbelievable. It's pretty good. I like that. They got that hot dog, four types of hot dogs you can get in one thing. And then I saw the boomstick burrito, and I sampled that. That's pretty good. So, yeah, they got some good stuff coming out.
Chuck Morgan joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. It is Rangers opening day. You'll be able to hear Rangers versus Red Sox right here at 3:05. We'll have pregame starting at 2, and the KNC Masterpiece will lead you all the way up to it from 10 to 2. They will be out there at Globe Life Field. Chuck, I'm curious, you know, do you feel like at all, you're a sports fan, a DFW sports fan. It's not all just about baseball. I'm sure you've sensed, like the rest of us have, the discontent with the Dallas Mavericks right now and some of the things that happened with the Luka trade. Does it feel like the Rangers this year are even more of a relief for fans than in the past? You know, sometimes we'll say, just get us to summer until Cowboys get here. You get fans that are like that. But it feels like this year fans are saying, this is our rescue right here, is the Texas Rangers baseball season.
Maybe I feel a little bit of that. I mean, I've been around, like you just mentioned, one of the trades that I've always tried to support our baseball people and their decisions. And I know a lot of the Mavericks folks feel the same way. They've got to support those decisions. There's probably a little feel like that, but I think, you know, the thing that I'm excited about, Bobby, or the thing that I think about a lot is, you know, for a baseball fan, you got to have hope. And this is one of those years where I think there's a lot of hope out there. I mean, there's been a lot of years when there didn't seem like there was any hope. But you got to have hope, and you got to get people excited to come to the ballpark. And you know, if we can do anything to get the Dallas, Fort Worth, and the state of Texas excited, and Texas Rangers are going to be the lead dog on that. Hey, I'm fine with that. But I haven't thought much about that. But I do understand how difficult it is for people that are fans of a team, and even folks that work for a team that have to deal when a move is made like that, because that's not a lot of fun. It's tough, and especially for guys like me that have to go out and speak after something like that's happened. So it's a tough. But again, if folks are looking to us, I'm hoping we do all we can to make everybody feel good.
We got a roof open, roof closed today.
You know, I haven't heard yet. I know the operations folks get with the baseball people, and then they'll make that decision. I think with the chance of rain, I don't know what they're going to do. It's late this afternoon. I don't know what they're going to do, but they'll get together and figure that one out.
Typical opening day, everybody lining up down the first and third baseline, and you know, you're going to have to announce 50 names on each side. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, that's the best part of the day. I mean, I enjoy that, and always have, even when I was a kid watching baseball, and it's great to, you know, even the better time to do that, RJ, is the World Series. That's best part, because you know, you're in the World Series, you're pumped. But, you know, to get to do that on opening day and the fans are going crazy, it's good.
Chuck, you know, we've talked before ourselves about how the ballpark is. I feel like Globe Life is starting to pick up a little bit of that character. We've talked before about new stadium.
More charm,
you got to break it in a little bit. It can feel a little museum-like early on. Do you think it's starting to settle in a little bit of like, yeah, all right, this is home. It doesn't feel so new anymore. It just feels like we've made a lot of memories here now, and this is settling into, we're starting to find that area of this is home for us now.
Yeah, we got, you know, leaving the ballpark in Arlington, I have a lot of memories over there, and they're still with me. But now the some of the things that have happened here with the way we played and ended up winning the World Series, and that Corey Seager home run against Arizona was one of the greatest moments I've ever seen in Ranger baseball, and it's probably the loudest that I've ever heard a Ranger crowd. And, you know, and this place has become pretty special for me. And like you said, it is home, and it's the Rangers' home. And the thing we want is for everybody to make as much noise as they can and support the Rangers and have a good time. And, I mean, this year, you know, we've got one of the best schedules we've ever had. We got the Dodgers coming in. We got the Braves coming in, the Phillies, the Cardinals. It's a great schedule of National League teams coming in. And starting out with the Boston Red Sox, and they tell me tickets available through the weekend. So folks got to get out here, come out to the home, support this team, because that's what it's all about.
You think the Seager home run, it got louder than at any point during the 2010, 2011 at the old spot. Does this building, you think, get louder?
I think this building's way louder since that was open air over there. This is way louder. It's where you almost can't hear. Now, there was that one situation, if you'll remember, when Tony La Russa and the bullpen with the Cardinals, this is when he was managing the Cardinals, they got messed up in 11. They couldn't hear, and he had the wrong pitcher warming up and brought the wrong pitcher into the game. And I was pretty loud that night. But you know what? And Bobby and RJ, y'all know this. We live in such a great sports area. We have great sports fans here. They know how to react to situations. Even if an opposing guy does some kind of special moment for him, like a big hit or something, the fans respond to that. But they've supported the Rangers unbelievable for years and years, and we just have great fans here, and they know how to act, and it'll be loud today, and we'll hopefully we can get a win against the Red Sox. It'll be real loud.
Chuck, we always love having you on. Thank you so much. Have a great season. You are the voice of the sport, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me on. I really appreciate your support, and I appreciate y'all every morning. You make the drive in a little bit easier, and really enjoy your work. And like I said, I'm pumped after listening to Peyton. So
Chuck, I mean, Morgan.
If it were up to me, that would be DeGrom's music when he pitches on Sunday.
Please do not.
Do it. All right, Chuck. Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Great.
Chuck Morgan joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. That'd be funny if he played that.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be hilarious.